Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadam, Klal Mem Vav, and we're learning Simen Zayin. So Simen Zayin deals with the different halachas of Kesher Bracha, and we saw that the person it should be Sholem, should be Mole, and that was the last thing that we left off. I do want to point out that Mishnah Berurah does bring an opinion which says that we don't want to fill it all the way because we're in fact some will spill. We don't want to waste it. It's in Yidabal Tashkus. So therefore, he says that they don't fill it up all the way to that point. It still has the status of mole. As long as you fill it up to the up to very close to the top, as close as possible to the top, that's considered mole for these purposes. Let's say you don't have enough wine to fill it up all the way. So you can add a little bit of water, or you can add a piece of ice, and that will cause it to rise. And that's acceptable. Mr. Burr talks about it in the context of putting a small piece of bread in there, something of that sort, which will add to the volume. So he just said you can't do a large amount because then it becomes mias and it makes the whole thing not kosher. But a little piece, he says, is acceptable. But so based on that idea that we're not talking about adding something which you can actually drink, just raising the volume, so you can use a piece of ice to accomplish the same thing. Now, that doesn't take the place of the revius, but this is all talking about you have a revius of wine, and then that's not the question. You have your revius of wine or your revius of grape juice, but we're saying that even so, the curse has to be mole. So your curse, let's say you calculated a revius. Rambam holds that revius for derisas, which means Friday night kiddush, which is based on the pasuk deraisa. If you're more machra, the Mishnah Berurah says this idea, and the other kiddushim, which we say Shabbos morning, Havdalah, kiddush on Yom Tov night, Kershel Bracha, etc. You can rely on a smaller shear. So Moshe says the smaller shear of a revius is 3.3 ounces. Reb David Feinstein, Shavu Refua Shleima, in his Sefer Kol Dodi, on the Haggadah, brings that he could be mekel even down to a smaller shear, and his father said agreed to that, 2.9 ounces. So you have a case which holds 5 ounces. So you have a revius, you have 5 ounces. You're way beyond the revius. So, but even so, the case has to be more late. Well, I only have 4.5 ounces of liquid, so I'll add an ice cube to make it rise. But I can't use that ice cube towards the calculation of the revius. So it has to be mole. Now, the next halacha is Makalim Shayyadov, L'yachzakosu b'shtemel and nosta b'yamina. So when you receive the kais, you should use both hands to receive the kais. The Taz says the reason why that's so, something which you're excited about, you grab with both hands. You reach out and grab it with both hands. So it's something which is chaviv to you, it's something which is important to you, you grab it with both hands. On the other hand, if you use both hands to hold it once you have it, it looks like it's too heavy for you, and you need it, you can't handle it in one hand. So it looks like it's a mass, it looks like it's a burden. So you switch it to one hand to show that you don't feel this is a burden, this is something which you're very happy and very excited to be holding and doing. It should be done in the right hand. You should hold it in the right hand, because the right hand is considered choshev, and that shows your chashibus for the item, the fact you're holding in the right hand. A person who is a ether yad would hold it in his other hand, because that is the hand which has a chashibus to him. That's his more choshev a hand. There is an opinion that he holds it in the right hand of the alma, not of his own right hand. A pikabola, that represents the midah of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the midah of Chesed, which is a stronger midah, etc. Okay. The Shlo brings that when you hold it, if you have the chayadim with the Pishka Mishabura quotes this idea from the Shlo and is brought here in the Sefer on the bottom, in footnote number 11, that the correct way to hold it is to place the kosher doesn't have a stand, so it's a regular, just simple cup. And so you put the bottom of the cup on the palm of your hand, and you raise your fingers around it, so your fingers are all pointing upwards. If a person has a case which has a pedestal to it, it's not clear to me if the idea of the shloah applies or not. But obviously a person has to hold it in a way which will be, it'll be effective, that it's not going to be spilling. And you need to raise it a tefach min ha-shulchan, k'reshiyiro yisoy kol ha-masumen. It should be, everybody should be able to see that you're holding a kais, so you raise the cup up. The Mora brings a pasuk for this, kais yeshuas esor, uv'shem Hashem ekro. Now, the purpose of the raising it, the Torah adds the words that they should see it, and they will look at it. Chazal felt that the focus on the kais would help people stay focused on the benching by looking at the kais. So if a person, they used to listen to the benching, they weren't saying it themselves. So in that situation, you would be focusing on the one who's being mavorich by focusing on the kais in his hands. Nowadays, if we read the benching on our own, it seems that the chayyadim left out that point of that. You start with them, they should stay focused on it, but they should be able to see it. There's a lashon of a different lashon. It's not focused on it, just being able to be visible. Well, you see a taitam imeno, you start with Tommy, but the person who's benching needs to put his eyes focus on the kais, because he should be aware that he's holding a kais and he's saying it on a kais. Now, the main focus, again, is not the kais, but the main focus is the actual benching that you're saying. Okay. In the last in the Chayyot, person who's a lefty would hold it in his right hand, which means what most people call left. For him, that's his stronger hand, and that's the hand which shows the chashivas of what you're doing, and therefore shows the chavivas. Okay, have a good day.